St. Barnabas Broadcasting thanks you for listening to 97.7 The Rock Station.
Broadcasting from the Armstrong Studios. Armstrong. Unmatched fiber network.
Welcome to The Rock.
This is your rock station.
That fabulous hot rock.
97.7 WLER Butler Cranberry. The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome into our Grassroots Show here tonight. Thanks for tuning in to hear some local music, and going to be a great show tonight. We've got the band Rattlebones coming up. They've got a brand new album, their sophomore release. We just had these guys in a couple of years ago when they released their debut, and we're excited. A great, great sounding trio, and of course, they were a Grassy nominee after that first debut album, so we're looking forward to hearing album number two from them. But we welcome you in. I'm Bob Cupp, along with Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions. Good evening, Utah.
Good evening, Bob.
It has been a busy week for you again, and we're leading up to some, well, I guess you just had what Jeeps and Broncos going at it, but the previous week there was Hills and Hollers and Mars Brewfest, and we had Mayor Greg in on our morning shows leading up to that. And man, I was out of town, but I've got to hit that one year because it just sounds like a whole good time with all the different breweries and the food trucks, and you've, of course, Noble Hops more and more music.
It is. It's a blast. I love that festival, and you know it was. The weather was a big what's going to happen on Saturday, but it pounded Mars there early, and then it cleared out, and it was just a beautiful evening, and it was a beautiful evening at Hills and Hollers Music Festival as well, and Jeep versus Bronco. So it's just been a great run. I mean, we're pretty fortunate. We probably got to play in front of over 2,000 people in just the last three shows. So that's
fantastic.
Feel pretty good about that.
Yeah, good stuff. Lots to do in the music scene here because there's been a lot going on with the different events and more to come. And we're going to be talking about a bunch of stuff coming up, including, obviously, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival presented by, ironically, Experience Butler County. And if you get out and about, you're going to experience great things in the area and probably see some great local music connected to it.
Yeah, and I recommend you start off this Wednesday at Back Home Barbecue and Brew Company because we're doing a little band jam preview there with the singer-songwriter in the round that's going to feature Rob Keller, Jennifer Lynn Baker, and myself. So come on out. That's going to go from 5 to 8. You can get a band jam ticket from us there, or if you've already purchased one, go ahead and show it. They're going to give you a fried pickle with that. How about that? It's going to be a fun evening of just hanging out and doing some music and talking band jam. And also, they're celebrating their anniversary. Also, I believe it's their fourth year anniversary. So, you know, they've been kind of rolling with that here through the month of June. So,
yeah. And we must preface by saying the multi-time award-winning Back Home Barbecue and Brew, because over this past weekend on Sunday, it was Wing Fest out at the Beacon, and they were one of the competitors frying up the wings, and they won two awards.
Wow.
Back Home Barbecue and Brew. So, yes, indeed, the award-winning Back Home Barbecue
there you
and
go.
Brew. And that's just talking about their wings. That's not even talking about the barbecue they do on top of that. I mean, what a great selection of food they have. So it's going to be a great night.
And they were one of the tents out at Mars Brewfest, too. In fact, they were set up right off to the side of us there.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right. So a lot of great stuff going on, and we appreciate them being involved. And, of course, the singer-songwriter sampling is going to be a sample of what you'll find on Thursday, August 20th, which kicks off the band jam, brought to you by Ram Automotive. And that's five musicians gathering together. So this Wednesday night we'll sample a little teaser of that, of what you'll get. But it's a couple of hours of musicians telling their tales and crafts, and very similar to what we have here on the Grassroots Show when we have a special guest in. They're talking to us about how they're creating their music.
Yep, and we chose Back Home Barbecue to do that because they are a sponsor this year. They're a ticket sponsor for the Band Jam as well, so we appreciate that support.
And speaking of tickets, keep your ear to the radio because it's ticket drop time. There will be one coming up in June, friends, at one of our local McDonald's. And basically what this is, there are three local McDonald's right in the area connected to our radio station area. And once a month, June, July, and August, there's going to be a location where we're going to have a pop-up ticket giveaway for for the Bay and Jam Grassroots Music Festival.
So basically, you'd show up, get yourself some lunch at McDonald's, and if you're the first ones there,
that's right.
You get free tickets to the Band
Jam. That's right. First five get a pair of tickets.
There you go. Wow.
So, how about that? And, of course, other great sponsors, Build the Scene, who also helped to present our show here tonight, Music from the 412, Jazz's Rock and Road Show, Quality Life Services, Liberty Corner Tavern, Butler County Veterans in Need, Bricks and Mini Figs, Erie Distillery, also part of the sponsorship package, the Band Jam, brought to you by Experience Butler County. Some great sponsors. And, hey, if you'd like to have your name added, we've got time to go to August.
Yeah, so, it's not too late.
That's right. Go to thebandjam.com. There's information, vendor forms, and more there, and you can get your tickets right there.
And also, I got to go back to Back Home Barbecue again because they will be catering the food out at the Band Jam this year have their beer there. So, so they're all in.
I love
it. So come out this Wednesday. Hope to see you there.
Absolutely. We have the Rattlebones in the studio. Speaking of Jennifer Lynn Baker, she's going to be coming in next week. We're going to do a special preview of the Scotty Bajak Memorial get-together at the Sirius Shrine Center. So she's going to be in. She's been helping to put that together. And we'll have a great stretch run leading up because the weekend after that, we'll be announcing the Grassy nominations. Make your noise, folks. This is the stretch run. If you've got a song out there, better be rattling the bones of the internals here at The Rock Station, 97.7.
Tell you what, a lot of weight goes to that. I say it all the time, and I'm not kidding around. Yeah. You can really make an impact if you have an artist that you think deserves a Grassy.
Absolutely.
By calling the station or emailing them, dropping stuff on the things. It's not just Bob and I.
That's right. And once again this year, the Meat Locker Recording Studio going to provide the winning band as voted on by you, the listeners out there, because you vote all of the month of July. Whoever wins will get an opportunity to go to the Meat Locker Recording Studio, work with Jim Harpel, completely mixed, mastered, and presented song. In fact, he just wrapped up with the Ragged Company recording a song for them.
Yep. So get in on it 2 weeks from today.
Yeah. Meat Locker Recording Studio presenting this segment of our news in information on our Grassroots show. Oh, by the way, we should mention too, Rock Done Right tour stop, Corey's Cruise coming up. It's just a little over a month and a week, basically.
Yeah.
Coming up in late July at Butler Fairgrounds. Go to Corey'sCruise.com. Big Butler Fairgrounds will be hosting Corey's Cruise Saturday, July 25th. So let's get into some music here. Band that we had on a couple months ago now. But, really struck by this song when they played it live and then they released it as a single as well. Called to Be Saints, their song, Where Are You Going?
Okay, and we're going to follow that up with Elena's latest one, and that's Everything I Think. And she's just continues to stay as busy as ever down there in Nashville. And so, let's give that a spin. Way to go, Elena.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you see her performance of the National Anthem
yes.
at a ballpark down there?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That was one of the best anthems I've ever heard, and it was amazing. Her voice is awesome. It's a great job, Elena. It's the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions, tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Crossroads, watching dreams just drift away, feeling the weight of the world, trying to make it through the day. As I walk this road alone, there's so many questions in my mind, looking for an end game, but I'm running out of time. I'm talking to myself, asking question after question, hearing an inner voice pointing. Yeah. Where are you planning to go?
Working too hard, not working enough. Thinking about just giving up, 'cause I feel so out of place. Pretty sure that I ain't pretty, and the whole damn deck is stacked against me. Maybe if I was skinny, I wouldn't feel this way. Gotta tell myself every day. A mind can have a messed up way. In the mirror ain't as hopeless as they seem. Gotta stop believing everything I think. Wish I could just let go of all the hurtful things I've told myself. Heaven knows I'm trying, but it's hard.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here tonight, our second segment being brought to you each and every week by Cummings Candy and Coffee in their four locations. And, of course, they're presenting the center stage preview of the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival in August at Cooper's Lake as well, Utah.
And that's Friday mornings, right after sports, about 7:40. That's when you want to tune in and you'll get all the details you need.
Absolutely. TheBandJam.com and Cummings Candy and Coffee in their four great locations. to serve you. Main Street, downtown Butler, where it's, what, 120 years now. And, of course, Butler Hospital, their Route 8 South, beautiful expanded location in Penn Township area, and then Evan City Road, Route 68, not too far from the Butler Farm Show grounds, which will be getting busy by August as well.
Plus, Barry is part of a Grassy Award-winning band called The Rumble, and we're only 2 weeks out from revealing the Grassy Awards.
That's right.
For this year.
That's right.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
crazy. And he's playing some blues with Zach Rivito a lot down at the Fieldhouse, too. So good stuff. Well, hey, we've got a fun visit here today. They are back with, I guess, their sophomore album, am I right?
It would be the sophomore, yes.
Sophomore album. Let's welcome in Gary Martin, lead vocalist, and on the guitar and keys as well for the Rattlebones.
Hello, how y'all doing out there?
Welcome back. Second visit to the show for us.
It is,
we're honored, yeah.
Thanks for having us back.
Eric Roger, who plays bass, backing vocals, and is going to be playing some acoustic guitar as well in the studio tonight. Eric, good
right
to
on,
have you back
Bob.
On, man. Good to see you again.
Thanks for having us, Bob. Be you, Tom.
And Tom Hahn, drums, backing vocals. Tom, welcome back.
Thanks, Bob. Good to be here.
Yeah. So give us an update. First of all, let's go back to the beginning of the Rattlebones, because we visited with you, was that 3 years ago now? 2 years? How long have you guys been together?
2 years. Two years. Okay. Yeah, it seems like 10, maybe, but just a couple.
Yeah.
Yeah, we visited you guys when we put out our first record, which was Silver Bullets.
Yep.
And
Grassy-nominated song, by the way.
Nice,
that's
nice.
That's right. It was a Grassy-nominated song.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
It's just an honor to be nominated.
But, yeah, you're in good keeping. There's been a lot of nominees and only so many winners, but it's a tough category, no doubt about it. But that was such a fantastic – I thought that was a great attention-getting song for you guys as a debut, because it just – man, it just fit the old rock and roll mode. It was, I mean, it's still in rotation on our station here today. It's a fantastic tune.
That's very cool to hear, yeah. We just wanted to put out something bombastic and rocking first. You know, you can get the cutie songs later, but just put out like a nice statement first, you know.
Yeah. So how did you guys come together when you put the Rattlebones together?
Okay, so I moved back to the Pittsburgh area from Los Angeles. Eric, I grew up next to, so, and he'd been playing in bands, so it was a natural fit. And then Tom, I met through, I believe, a classified ad. But he told me he used to be with the Cynics, who everybody knows the Cynics in Pittsburgh, and so he's got his chops. And it came together pretty quick. You know, we just started jamming, and we got past the initial noisy nonsense part, and it kind of got together real quick. So, and that was in early 2024, I believe.
Okay, so it has been a 2-year turnaround here, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, now, you've got a brand new album, and we'll get into that, but you've been playing and doing some touring and obviously doing some writing as well. And 2 years under your belt, can people expect a little bit of a different vibe, or is the Rattlebones are the Rattlebones?
I think it's always going to kind of sound like the three of us. We try to explore a couple different genres within rock and roll, within the umbrella. It's not going to just, as much as we love AC/DC, we're not going to have every song sound very similar.
Yeah.
We're going to bring in different elements to make them a little different, a little R&B, a little punk, a little, you know, country, whatever we're feeling, bring it in, you know. It's always going to sound like us, though.
Yeah. Yeah, the Rattlebones sound is what it's going
to
be, right?
It's gonna, we can't help it, even if we wanted to.
And it's cool that you guys are bringing different influences in. I mean, Eric, you've been involved in bands, and obviously, Tom, you have been too, as I throw things around here in the studio. But, I mean, the Cynics, you know, a lot maybe different than, you know, that Silver Bullet song might be, per se, I guess. Mm-hmm. You can bring in, you know, some different attitudes, if you will.
Yeah, there are definitely some similarities in at least the drum parts that I create. I've maybe reused a few with Rattlebones.
Okay, yeah. And for you, I mean, where you've been involved in bands over the years, more recently Royal Honey.
Yeah, definitely. So the difference, I think, in this band is, you know, Gary has a backlog of material and came into this project with a backlog of material. And his writing has changed over the years from when we were in, like, metal bands back in the 90s. And, you know, even like the other bands that I've played in more recently, it's almost always, you know, on 10 or 100 miles an hour. This there's more dynamics in this band. There's more harmonies. You know, not everything is like the first song, Quicksand Blues, that you'll get today is a lot like Silver Bullets, where it's bombastic. It's okay. It's you know, I want to say a little heavier, but it's faster, tons of energy. But the whole album isn't like that. It ebbs and flows, and there's some good dynamics in this, and that's what I enjoy, you know, about his writing.
Gary, I get a blues vibe from you, though, in some of your performance style. Do you feel that? I mean, has that Absolutely. Been influenced for you know, in your career?
Absolutely, yes. Yeah. I believe all good rock and roll comes from the blues. It takes different forms, different shapes, different flavors. But, I mean, if it's not blues at the heart of it, then you're kind of missing the point.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, yes.
Where do you find your inspiration when you're creating lyrics and when you're, you know, your songwriting, when you're putting pen to paper?
Lyrics, just observing things. I see, read, film, stuff like that. Just try to bring in different ideas that, and just kind of combine them a little bit and try to make a statement if possible, or it's just something I like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, just life. I don't know how else to explain it. Nothing super specific. You know, if something's bothering you that day, write it down. You know, if you see something that inspires you that day, write it down and then use it. Use it at some point.
Yeah. A lot of car trips.
Car trips. Yeah. There's a lot of travel references in these songs for sure.
Yeah.
And then, like, was it John Lennon said, you know, say something you mean, put a backbeat to it and make it rhyme, something like that.
Okay.
Just pretty good advice. That guy did all right.
Yeah. Yeah. He was watching the wheels, obviously, right. Going around, right? Visiting with the Rattlebones here tonight. We're going to get into a song. Now, this is this the first song on the new album?
It's actually track 6. Okay. So on your vinyl, if and when we get those printed, it'll be side 2,
okay.
Track
so
1.
Flip over side 2. I had the wrong side. I put the B side on first.
Yeah, you got to be careful with that.
But cool, you guys are going to be doing some vinyl?
Hopefully, yeah.
The plan is?
That's a plan, yeah. I'm hoping to get there. But
yeah, I mean,
it's costly.
It is. But boy, it's exciting to see more bands are doing that, and you know, there's more of these plants opening up now. I think is it Helltown? Is that the name of them?
Hellbender
expanding. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So obviously, you know, us old audiophiles, you know, we're enjoying seeing pieces come out in vinyl too.
We still get vinyl from the bands around. Slim Forsyth just gave us one here a couple weeks back.
Right.
So thank you, Slim.
Yeah,
so we love it.
Good stuff. But tell us about Quicksand Blues. We're going to spin that.
Quicksand Blues was kind of inspired by, how would I put it? Like, I was watching a thing on the Jonestown thing that happened in 78.
Yeah.
And it was just about how, like, groupthink can take over and basically ruin lives. And it's not exactly the most uplifting song I've ever written. But it was just about, you know, cult and groupthink and the dangers of it. And that's at least what I was trying to put across with it.
Yeah.
Who knows what the listener will hear.
Yeah, things that you can drag you down.
Right.
So, yeah. That's the connection. Quicksand Blues.
Right.
The Rattlebones here tonight. We're being joined by Gary, Eric, and Tom. And this is a brand new cut from the album, A Few Disconnected Thoughts. And we'll talk more about the album, its recording, and more here tonight on The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Yeah. got broken pieces of a long lost thrill from a life that seemed so long ago. Yeah, it's easier said than done. Time rolls on. Another lonely weekend, then it's gone. And time after time, rhyme after line, everyone seems restless now. Pictures shine like rays of pressure to bring it back to life. The visions often cut you like a knife. And time after time, ooh, rhyme after line, and everyone seems restless now. In the moonless sky, the prettiest one shimmer in the light. Another lonely weekend, the heart grows out. And all those things that were left unsaid, never truly gone. Time after time, ooh, rhyme after line.
All right.
And time after time, ooh, rhyme after line. And everyone seems restless now.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh-baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
Back on the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Again, thanks to Cummings Candy and Coffee. Just heard a great new acoustic tune, or acoustic version, that is, of a song from the brand new album, A few disconnected thoughts. Broken Pieces. Gary, tell us, give us a little background to that song.
Broken Pieces, wrote that one actually a few years ago. And I would say lyrically, it's just inspired by the idea that something's dragging you down, leave it behind. Pretty vague thought, but, you know, I think that's where the story comes from. The first line of the song, sweeping up broken pieces of a long-lost thrill, I actually got from an Elvis Costello interview.
Okay.
He, somebody, I guess, maybe borrowed a little heavily from one of his songs, and he was asked if he was upset by this. And he was like, that's what we're all doing. We're just sweeping up broken pieces of a long-lost thrill. Something along that line. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to use that.
Jot that down in the notebook, right? Is that what you kind of do? Do you have a notebook handy and you just, you know, something comes along and there it is?
Post-it notes, you know. Yeah. Multicolored pens, very important.
Very cool.
So, yeah, that's the way it goes.
Just absorbing, yeah.
Yeah.
That is really cool. So tell me, when you have a thought like that or a song that's been in your archive and you guys are starting to pull things together that are going to be Rattlebones tunes, how does that come together? Is it you presenting that initial thought? Do you have a melody? Is it something the band comes together and joins you with? How does the songwriting process work?
I bring in ideas. A lot of them are pretty close to completed, but then we kind of put our own Rattlebones spin on it. You know, everybody has maybe the part they would be more comfortable playing. It's kind of more in their wheelhouse, and you just do it. Trust everybody's judgment on that. And then we get in the studio and we just have fun. We just get the toys out and start playing with weird sounds because we're only a three-piece, so we can't actually cover everything we're playing on these songs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do our best with it. Yeah. But they take on a little different dynamic live being a three-piece,
sure,
you know.
Sure.
But, yeah, we kind of develop them like that. Everybody brings in a part based on what I've brought in, but kind of in their own style, too. Makes it cooler.
They often start off in a way that I had always read that Pete Townsend did, where he would like present pretty full demos to the band to I guess understand what was in his head for the song, and then we interpret it from there. Okay. Sometimes it's pretty darn close to the demo, so other times get ideas from it and make up other stuff.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Where did you record the album? Same place as the debut?
Yeah. If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Yeah. Like, Johnny does a great job at Razorblade Recordings. Mm-hmm. Razorblade Recordings. Felt like I should repeat it just to give him some business. Yeah, he does a great job, has a good ear, tolerates our goofy ideas at times. Doesn't seem like he's in a rush. I've dealt with engineers in the past that have kind of been like, can we, you know, get this moving along? He's in it. He loves it. I'm pretty sure he never leaves that room, as a matter of fact. So, it's a great little studio. Mastered it. I'm doing mastering at home now, and I was able to come up with something that sounds just like the Silver Bullets record. So,
yeah, and that was very well done. So,
yeah.
Very cool.
Thought so.
Yeah, it's good stuff. The name of the album, A Few Disconnected Thoughts. Obviously, this is stuff you're tying together, right?
Yes, exactly. And that phrase in and of itself was when the Rolling Stones were inducted in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, when Keith Richards took the mic, that was the first thing he said in his, his swaying pirate-like Keith Richards delivery. He was like, A Few Disconnected Thoughts.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a good title right there. And it fits lyrically what we do. Like, this is definitely not a concept record.
Okay.
It's... you know, even within songs, there's different themes by the verse. So it truly is A Few Disconnected Thoughts.
And that's got to be fun when you guys are playing out live, you know, to put together a set list. You've got a lot of different angles you can take.
Yeah, for sure. Fast song, slow song, minor chord, major chord, you know.
Yeah.
Just try to keep it fresh. Beats per minute. You don't want every song to have the same beats per minute. So.
And that's why we have different kind of versions. Like we like playing these some of these songs acoustically because we actually have different arrangements for them acoustically. And a couple of weeks ago when we did Millvale, we played an electric set and an acoustic set. And some of the songs, like the Broken Pieces song, we can't do that in electric because it's two guitar parts that need to be there. So if I'm playing bass, electric, that other guitar part falls out, so we really only play that song in an acoustic setting like we did today.
Okay, so depending on what you have plugged in or not.
Exactly.
It's going to determine your set list.
Which and then cool. One of the other songs on a new album, we just like extended the ending when we played acoustic, and that was just based on like hearing the song differently than he did. I just was like, you know, hey, I'm hearing like a Guns N' Roses ending on this, and we just did it acoustically the one time, and it was it just worked. And we still don't put that ending on it when we play it electric, so it's almost like two different versions of the song now.
That's really fascinating too, to have that. And I'm sure, Gary, you've written notes down, thoughts, and you have probably a concept in your mind, but to hear these songs take different, I guess, evolutions, if you will, it's got to be pretty rewarding.
Oh yeah, you like to see them grow up and move out of the house and you know, go do things on their own. So yeah, that's a lot of fun to see and hear. You know, I mean, they're going to be vastly different just when we play them live as a three piece. Mm-hmm. A lot more raw, garagey, because you know, it's just a loud guitar and a bass, and we do our triple harmonies to try to give it like a gloss over the top, you know. And a lot of bands don't seem to do the three part harmonies, at least the ones I've seen. So I think it kind of sets us up a little bit. It's cool.
Yeah, and I give you a lot of credit on the harmonies. You guys are spot on with that. I mean, the first time you're in here too, I was just like, wow, that's huge, and it makes you sound so much bigger. You know, I mean, it really does. You guys really. Really do well on it.
Thanks. I mean, we really admire bands that can do that, you know, from bands like Big Star, and I'm not the biggest Eagles guy, but those guys were amazing singers. And even some hard rock bands, we grew up on a band called the Wild Hearts who would do a lot of double harmonies throughout the entirety of a song. And it just sounded cool, you know, and I was like, let's bring that to the table.
I mean, think back to the legends, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and then one of my favorite all-time bands is Three Dog Night. Mm-hmm. They were the masters of that, you know?
Yeah. Just
the way they were able to blend.
The Doobie Brothers.
Yeah. I mean, you know, three voices coming together the way it is. You guys are really, really special with doing that. So that's cool. And we hear that in the studio here tonight. So it's good stuff. Where can we find the record right now? A few disconnected thoughts and more information on you guys and when you're going to be, you know, when you have an event.
Well, it is available on CD at a couple of local record stores in Pittsburgh, Jerry's Records and Get Hip, both in a greater Pittsburgh area. You can get it from our Bandcamp site, or if you just go to our website, there's a purchase option on the website. So, and I'll ship them out to you, put a sticker in there for you and a button.
Cool.
You can also stream it at all your, you know, favorite Spotify's, all the other ones. I can't remember their names right now. They're all the same.
They're there. Whatever service you use, right?
Right.
And the name of your website, is it just Rattlebones?
Rattlebones PGH. Yeah.
PGH.
Yep, you got it.
Rattlebones Pittsburgh, or PGH. And get in on it. Boy, it's been amazing to watch what the Millville Fest has become. The amount of bands, that's cool to see. I think that's good for the music scene to have that exposure and people kind of gravitating to that, just, you know, like our band jam and other events that have gone on. You know, you were just up at the Hills and Hollers. It's pretty cool to see that do what it's done.
Yes, yeah, you know, it's grown. I don't know if they're in their eighth or ninth year this year, but I know they're coming up on 10 years pretty soon. That should be a huge one or whatever. But yeah, they just keep getting bigger every year. Parking's an issue as always, but you know, and Gary lives in Millville, so we just you know, we just kind of stop in at HQ, we call it, and throw all the gear in our van, and then, you know, basically head down to Grist House, and we had to find a place to unload. And a lot of it is DIY, basically, you know, DIY your own parking place is what it comes down to. But
can't put a chair out the night before.
Yeah, wish. But it's so fun, and I mean, I consider myself in the trenches, right? And there's still hundreds of bands who are, and it's not like crap, right? The quality is there when you see them, and you're like, and I'm just like, how can I not know this many great bands in this town? With as much as I go out and go see shows, it's like, where are these people hiding, right?
We've been doing this show for 13 plus years now, and each and every week we scratch our head going,
it's kept us on air.
How about that?
And yeah, we feel like we're still always discovering, always discovering, and that's a cool thing. So
yeah,
we do have a music scene here, which is why you should go out and check out local music.
That's right.
That's value for your entertainment dollar.
Absolutely. Great bands like the Rattlebones. You can catch them. You guys are going to do another song acoustic here, but we're going to go back to the debut album.
We'll go back to the first one, Sleepwalking. It's just one of those songs that translates great to acoustic. It's written on acoustic. You know, it's very like a, it's like a upbeat Tom Petty type song.
Okay. All right. Then we're going to follow that up with another cut from the brand new album, A Few Disconnected Thoughts. You're going to spin us Ain't It Strange. Tell us about that.
Ain't It Strange is going to be the next single. It's on the poppier, I recently saw it compared to The Faces, the band from the 70s.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if it sounds like The Faces, but I'll take that compliment because those guys were great.
Yeah.
But Ain't It Strange is the poppier side of our band. Bluesy kind of, I don't know. It's just a fun song. I think it's catchy and could catch some ears.
Stuff, brand new stuff from the Rattlebones. You can get it on CD, hopefully in the near future, vinyl as well, or any streaming platform, and pick it up. Rattlebones, A Few Disconnected Thoughts. Guys, congratulations on the release of the second album.
Thank you.
Keep doing what you're doing. It's great to hear what you're doing. I love the new material. As we've said before, we love the debut album, and of course you had a Grassy nominated song out of that. So tune in, people, listen deep. You just might have a song on there that catches your ear as well. Gary Martin, Eric Roger, Tom Hahn, appreciate you guys coming in, especially performing in the studio with us here.
Thank you for having us. It's always a pleasure seeing you folks.
Yeah, thanks so much, Bob, in Utah.
Appreciate good to see you guys.
Yep, thanks, guys.
Here we go, back-to-back acoustically, Sleepwalking, and then from the new album, Ain't It Strange, it's the Rattlebones tonight on the Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
One, two, three, four.
Music scene artists, venues, fans, and more. This is Utah here, and I want to tell you about a great one-stop resource for all your local music needs, buildthescene.com. Created and operated by longtime local music scene contributor Bill Damiano. From websites to podcasts, graphic design and photography, and electronic press kits, Build the Scene can help get you the attention you need. A comprehensive musician and venue directory, as well as online radio streaming, helps even the casual fan learn about new music and venues in our area. Build the Scene is just about that, building the scene, and what a scene we have. Visit www.buildthescene.com for more information.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on the Rock Station 97.7.
On the General Concert Calendar this Tuesday, June 16th, join 2B's Acoustic. They'll be part of the summer concert series at Alameda Park in Butler from 6:30 to 8. Then they'll head to Generosa Cafe and Bistro Friday the 19th in Warrendale from 6:30 to 9:30, and up to Butler's Helltown Tap Room Saturday from 7 to 10. Join in on the Fostering Music Summer Shindig Saturday, June 20th at Acclamation Brewing in Verona this year. Live music from 3 to 10. The Celebration of Life for Scotty Bajak coming Sunday, June 28th to the Sirius Shriners location in Cheswick. Doors open at 11, music from 11:30 to 6. Band Together Pittsburgh, Dinner Bell Road, The Ragged Company, Noble Hops, Jennifer Lynn Baker Band, The Shiners, and The Hawkeyes are all part of this incredible event celebrating Scotty Bajak. There'll be basket raffles, 50-50, and more. The Rock Done Right Tour gears up with a special singer-songwriter preview night for the band jam at Back Home Barbecue and Brew on Wednesday the 17th from 5 to 8, featuring Rob Keller, Jennifer Lynn Baker, and Utah Burgess. Don't miss out on Corey's Cruise at the Big Butler Fairgrounds Saturday, July 25th. Check out coreyscruise.com for more information. And the band jam coming to Cooper's Lake Campground August 20th through 22nd. Get your tickets at thebandjam.com. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, Thursday the 18th, it's a Thirsty Thursday acoustic night at Liberty Corner Tavern featuring acoustic tricks at 7:30. Also that night, Noble Hops will be live at Biker Brew House for Bike Night in Youngstown. On Friday the 19th, head to the happy hour at the Grill at River Forest Country Club, and live music gets underway at 6. Also the 19th, Noble Hops are live at Hazen. And Saturday, June 20th, the house concert series at the Fieldhouse continues featuring Big Bad Scary, and it's a car cruise night as well. The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
Big shout out tonight to Two Man Happy Hour up in Erie, setting the scene for the Erie area, local music-wise. They are presenting this segment of our show, and I'll tell you what, if you're making a trip up to Erie, and maybe, you know, whether you're doing a weekend or a vacation, you're going to be hanging out in Presque Isle or whatever you're doing a wine tour, and you're going to do an overnight, check out Two Man Happy Hour. You're going to find some great local music up there. That's what they do. And they'll let you know exactly what's going and where it's going to be.
It's the go-to listing for that area. There's no doubt about it.
And also our show here being brought to you by our presenting sponsor, the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, August 20th through 22nd, Cooper's Lake Campground. Get your tickets, thebandjam.com, brought to you by Experience, Butler County. Great visit tonight with the Rattlebones. What a great band. And just their second album, man, it feels like they've been around for a long time, but it's just been a couple of years. But I was so impressed with their debut album, and you gave me a link to the downloads for the new album, and they just gave us a copy of the CD, which I love. Some fantastic, and they talk about the diversity of it. I mean, that's an album that takes you a little bit of everywhere, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's fun stuff.
Yeah, it really is. And we're going to get into some tunes here that, a band that you've seen at the Band Jam and around, and I know they play a number of different places, but we had them in recently, and they've got a brand new song called Hardwired. We're going to dig back into some Black Ridge for you.
Okay, we need to get them back on the show. I know we've traded messages back and forth. It's like we've never locked anything in. But all right, let's go back to a recent guest also. We had Bill Smith in from Big Rail Brewing, and his band from 20 years ago, Idiosympathy, is getting back together. And this weekend they have two reunion shows coming up, one at Mr. Small's and one at Big Rail Brewing itself. So throw on their song, Are You Sure, to take the show out.
All right, and make sure you're getting your tickets for the Band Jam. TheBandJam.com, and we'll talk to you again next Sunday night. Hey, we'll kick off summer together next Sunday night, 7 o'clock. The Grassroots Show, presented by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Down or sing a song, but Clementine won't come at all. And now I know, but then I couldn't help it. No one tells me. Times we had, believable the times we shared, and now I know, but I couldn't help it. No one tells.
Oh, rock you grew up with.
Like the champagne and beer drinking music.
Classic.
The Rock Station, 97.7.
rock stations don't like us.
They think you're different.
But that won't stop us.
Every now and then we have to break the rules.
Your rock station, 97.7.
Sounding as good today as it did the first time you dropped the needle on it.
All right, coming up. Your rock station.
Baby, if you wanna be my lover.
Alice Cooper here reminding you to join me every weeknight from 7 to midnight on the rock station, 97.7.
Cummings Candy and Coffee Shop offers a full-service coffee and tea bar, fresh baked pastries, hand-dipped chocolates, homemade peanut brittle, store-roasted whole bean and ground coffee by the bag, and more. And their downtown Butler location has an old-fashioned soda fountain and serves delicious ice cream and milkshakes, too. So treat yourself and visit Cummings Candy and Coffee at one of their four convenient locations today.
Come on down to Cummings Candy
and Coffee.
It's time! To start music!
Go!
Your playlist
starts now.
Your rock station.
Now.
One, two, one, two, three, and.
Mm-hmm.
rock all the time.
Get ready to rock.
Rock! The Rock Station, 97.7. Station 97.7.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
The Rock Station.
When you were young and your heart was an open book, you used to say, live and let live.
No, you did.
But if this ever changed,
living red light.
Dancing.